Hello, everyone.
Podcast.
What are you, fucking retarded?
Previously on
Podcast.
Stripping bit of started in Africa. Long time ago, long time ago, white men went to Africa. And he saw these beautiful black women walking around, singing, dancing, working, living in the nude. Bucket naked. You can see they public hairs. This white man went from village to village to seek out these beautiful black women, watching them perform in the nude. Dennis! Hey, afraid. White man got an idea. He figured he gonna go back to Europe, right? And start his same type of business, take away from our black women's. Try to get those white bitches to dance the same identical way. Huh? But to no avail. Wasn't no shame in our black women. Wasn't no shame in them walking around bucket naked. So he went over the year, tried to start the same thing, but it didn't happen. The white bitches told him the most beautiful words you ever want to hear in our profession.
What's she say?
Baby, the white bitches looked at that white man dead in the eye and told him, fuck that. Pay me. That's why I get 30%.
And we're black.
Boom.
So we're back. Another week, Podcast Wednesday, Season 4, live from Cred Studios, our new home. Shout out to Cred and the Village Arts. So we want to start with something that's not so artistic. We're going to call this the beef episode. Like, I think we're just going to just like beef.
Man.
Blair's really upset right now. Blair's really upset. Like, he's really upset. Is
I need those hits.
That's a
I'm mad.
So,
payback.
So we're gonna start off fairly recent beef. And this is it could be easily be called Lupe Fiasco versus Donald Glover, but I think I want to call this Lupe Fiasco versus himself, because I think Lupe Fiasco has flipped his shit.
Yo.
So Lupe Fiasco, I'll just start from the beginning and I'll work my way up. So he tweeted that Roscoe's should serve a two-piece white with beans and call it the wind beneath my wings. It's actually kind of funny, you know, that's fine. So the folks at LupeFiascoStore.com, like, they thought so too. And they tweeted back, hey Lupe, can we get one stand-up from you, just one? I don't care when you do it. I just need a formal comedy show starring Lupe Fiasco. And Lupe's reply was, that's like pulling at Donald Glover in reverse. That's Childish Gambino, if y'all don't know. The Lupe Fiasco Store says, quite a friendly suggestion, you know, you might add. He's like, well how about, collaborating? And collaborating with Gambino. He said, it doesn't have to be music, but you guys should do something. And then Lupe says, nah, I don't work with blacks. That's the first thing. So then they say, then some fan says, well, you just did a song with Wale and Rick Ross. And then Lupe says, nah, those were niggas. he said those were niggas. Blacks and niggas come from two completely different parts of the chicken.
Yo.
Yo.
Oh, no.
Wait. So, while we all think this is funny, and I'm pretty sure that Lupe was joking in some way, but Donald Glover didn't think he was joking so much. And Donald Glover said, man, Lupe Fiasco a whole-ass nigga, and when I see him, I'm gonna smack him like the little bitch he is. Now, this is funny for two reasons. This is funny for two reasons. One, because Lupe was obviously joking. But two, when did Donald Glover become a gangster rapper? Like, this thing has been hanging around Atlanta too long. What's Donald Glover's brother's name?
Faison?
Yeah, he been hanging with Faison too long.
First of all,
what's Steve G the Prince? That's Faison?
Yeah,
Steve G, man. Listen, man. Steve G, get your... Like, yo, what was you just saying, man? Nobody on the block want to be a hood nigga. Like, he just said this is Centipede. Like, come on, man. Nobody want to be a hood nigga.
Donald Glover said that to Louis Fitz. If he said that to me, I would probably been laughing. I would screenshot that shit, put it in Halloween cards.
Yo, Donald Glover said you put it in Halloween cards.
Yeah, be serious.
Boo, nigga. Boo.
Nah, you better stop playing Charles Gambino, man. Get the fuck out of here. I go to the plane with motherfucking Abed. Make those tunes with Louis. Like, fuck out of here.
He said, you better go fit playing with Abed.
Yo, like, I swear to God, he said that to me. I'm like, really, bro? Really, Troy?
Oh, shit.
Really?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I was like, really?
All right, Troy. All right. Even if I was down Glover shooting and I saw Lupe ain't done, I'm like,
thank you. Because you really like, think he's a gangster rapper, yo. There's something wrong with him.
Mean. I'm like, all right. First of all, you know the people who should be offended? Wale and Rick Ross.
Wale and Rick Ross, he just said, y'all not black people, y'all are niggas. Oh. And y'all come from the crispy part of the chicken.
Like, I can make songs with y'all. Yo, okay.
Wait, the funniest part of this whole thing is that this dude commented, well, something in my inner black nerd just imploded. Like, yo, it's the type of stuff I live for on the internet.
Yo, that's so bizarre. Like, why would Donald Glover feel some type of way about that? There's a million one things you could feel some type of way about. But just because Lupe Fiasco compared you to some chicken.
Like, my thing is that, like, if you look at the whole thing looks like it was a joke. Like, it looks like, you know, Lupe said something about niggas, and then Donald Glover acted like a nigga. Like, so, it's like, it was like a big, like, but like,
now, if they were genius enough to come up with that, perfect.
I was just, you know what? Best fake beef ever.
Exactly.
And we're going to high five in your honor. that might have been the greatest fake Twitter beef ever. But hopefully, we didn't suck y'all in thinking that this was going to be a real beef. We're sorry. we're sorry, but you know.
All women between.
That's how you really start a show.
26 was going to hate you.
It's going to hate you.
Cause that's all women like Donald Glover being spent in order from 18 to 27.
I was about to say, like, oh yo, Blair really created a demographic for Childish Gambino fans. Like, it is exact. Like, yeah,
I turned to Beach Girl because she's 30 now. And I say to her, like, where's this song about Donald Glover? She just look at me like, what the fuck? Get out of here, you know. Bring up Aegis Alba. So, but then, on the flip side, I talked to Amazon about Childish Gambino. She loves the man. And she's in that demographic.
Exactly. She said, oh, so this is like proven research. It's not just
some random crazy thing. I post up songs from Childish Gambino on my Tumblr. All the people that were
all the young girls, like, oh my God, all the young
who's this random 18-year-old white girl?
All these teenagers. Yeah, it's like, I'm about to say all the random white girls.
So
Donald Asian Glover, girls everywhere, UCLA.
You just had this huge demographic hate Lupe Fiasco
for like a day. And then once they finally read through the whole thing and go, oh.
Something's not even gonna be like,
some people probably won't get it. Like, that's it. It's like you said, they're not gonna get it. They're not gonna think it's a joke. They're just gonna be like,
they're gonna be mad.
Oh my God, I can't believe my two favorite rappers are beefing. And just like,
I love Kick Push. He made me wanna ride a skateboard.
What? If it wasn't for Lupe Fiasco, there wouldn't be a Childish Gambino. So how could they ever? And so how could they ever be? There would be like, there would be no Childish Gambino. There wouldn't be any Childish Gambino-ish rappers and none of that. That couldn't exist. Like, that he created true. That.
So yeah. So I'm hoping.
Yeah. Shout out to you, Lupe. That was quite creative. Quite clever. I like that chicken wing thing. That was funny. The wind beneath my wings. That was a good one. that was a good one. I can't lie.
The fact that it's Rick Ross and Wale pissed off than anyone.
Because that part wasn't a joke, though. That's the only part true. That's the only part that wasn't a joke.
And sadly, even for Wale.
Now Wale is a nigga now. Wale, you sadly are just a nigga now.
He throws his signs out. You know, trip clubs, making it rain. You can do something with that money.
Man, that shit is hilarious.
somewhere, donated to me.
I donated to me.
So,
I donated to Cred Magazine. You can donate. There's a lot of places you can donate to. Podcast, but you can start with us first. Yeah, honestly, you can start with Podcast Wednesdays first. Then we'll delegate accordingly.
If you notice, Kevin's not here, and white people only stay around for the money.
Help us bring Kevin back.
So help us. That's the campaign.
Help us bring back Kevin. We need money so we can bring back Kevin.
We need the golden child. This thing is actually golden.
And the golden child.
So yeah, please, Wale, don't waste on those strippers.
Please don't start beefing with Childish Gambino and Lupe now, Wale.
Yo, that shit would be insane. That would be weird.
That would be the funniest.
There's like three different types of rappers.
A shout out to Wale being able to take a joke, hopefully.
I saw one article one time, like some video
about Wale can't something. Take a joke.
Yeah, about Wale, and he just went on her.
Like, yo, I do know what you're talking about. He was what's the girl a blogger? She's a female blogger. Nicole Bitchy.
Yeah,
him and Nicole Bitchy, they went at it like they really went at
for
it
for days on Twitter.
Whoa, buddy,
he's like, that much time. First of all, I get tired of typing
be writing
at the first fucking tweet. So, you know what, man? Fuck you. You know what, man? Fuck this. Cancel. I'm out.
Yeah, I don't even
you
got right. time.
That's all I'll put.
You nobody right. got time. You right. You right.
Like, and I'm moving it. On with my life. I cannot beef on Twitter. I barely can beef in real life.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I do have a beef to pick, but that beef is going to be picked. And I want to say approximately maybe 5 to 8 minutes after this break, because I'm mad. I need those hits.
Rah.
Rah.
Yo, wait. I got one more beef. This is my beef. I got beef with Rick Ross. So Rick Ross tweeted, Rick Ross tweeted, yo, I just landed in the beautiful country of Africa. Everybody here is excited for the Gifted. Now, first of all, nobody in Africa cares about Wale. But second, Africa is not a country.
Yeah. It's a whole continent.
It's a whole continent, my brother.
Yo, talking about
my nigga, as Lupe would say.
Kevin just touched me, and I'm missing another podcast.
Please help us bring back
Kevin.
Help
us bring Kevin back.
Help us bring back Kevin.
Oh, on that note, we'll be back. Hopefully, not really with Kevin, but just keep hoping, guys. He'll donate us. We're gonna put something up for that. But please, we'll be back.
Yeah! How you feeling?
It's nice things, man.
Feel all right?
City of brotherly, but trust me, the hate is there. A lot of stones being thrown and crown claiming here. They overlook like I ain't having an amazing year. So this here's to make it clear to those who ain't aware. I am Philly's savior, that's major. I'm reading billboards, so please excuse my behavior. Usually mild-mannered, calm and cool with the cadence, but too many claiming they sick, I'm running out of patience. I take it, you thinking that you winning with flows. Can't get more than 10 to your shows. You only need 9, cause even I took a chance, attended your shows. After 2 songs, I tended to doge. Your flow is basic, face it. Your eyes is now aimed at a star. Same fire left the cavemen and all. Flow historic, better yet prehistoric, like what cavemen have draw. Been putting numbers on the board since they gave him the ball. Pause, it don't matter how amazing you are. The chips fall, you can't fade me at all. They busy popping, bought they bottles in the air while I'm raising the ball. They taking shots like I ain't the one who stays at the ball. Throwing darts while I'm shooting missiles. I used to rap about shooting pistols. The whole fam laughed, called me superficial. Now I make them proud, plans to take the crown. I'm bound to blow like 2 officials on a blatant foul. You peep the tech, it's got a little more flagrant now. You bumps turned more vagrants now. Meanwhile, I tear stages down, raise the banners, unsigned, sold out shows, raise the standards. I said shows, that's multiple. Without them hoops, they got you jumping through. Got you tight like I'm punking you. No Ashton, you got body bag skin. All punches connect, the flow's
motherfuckers
everlasting.
Motherfuckers can't rhyme no more, about crime no more.
Don't say you the best in Philly till I'm on tour. And even then you can't shake my presence. Set a date and got the city waiting. Balls on the 24th, got them shaking presents. That's anticipation, I've been nice. I'll forgive your lateness. At first take, even Skip was hating. Not a response. response, but I'll give a statement. It's kinda lame, it took control to switch the game back to simulation. Y'all should've been on your toes. Now y'all running, reinventing your flows. What's all that about? That's why lately I don't feel too bad about stunting on them. Up a grip, fourth down, punting on them. Matter of fact, we going for it, you get no shot. I am my brother's keeper, fam tighter than Botox. Just listen, I'll school them, then dismiss them. They kidding when spitting, they can't seem like fish pissing. Balls, put numbers on the board.
Y'all feel like that?
Balls, putting numbers on the board.
Y'all feel like that?
So we back with this Mad Beef episode. Yeah, we mad. Yeah. I can't be mad for too long. Like, always in my life, I'm like mad for like 10 minutes and I'm like bored. And some people might say, oh, that's bipolar. No, I would say I just don't give a fuck sometimes. No, but this, I'm not really mad about this one topic, but I noticed it a lot. Well, actually, growing up. Well, I'm going to start off with this. It was actually here on South Street when I was about 22. This is a place.
About 100 years ago.
Yeah. This is a place. A young man like myself would come to meet the young ladies. I'll never forget. It was me, my two great friends, Sheldon and Richard, and Sheldon's cousin. It was like the original Lockie. If y'all know the term Lockie, is all people with locks. And I feel like people with locks had their secret society.
Lockie. He was the original Lockie.
So we was on South Street, beautiful women coming up the street. So I went to go approach one, and she was pre-Lockie, natural hair. I'm usually attracted to those type of women. I love my natural, beautiful, women. This is lovely. It's nothing lovely running your hands through natural hair and not pulling a track out. So, yeah, that's always a plus. But I went to go talk to a young lady, and pretty much told me she don't like black men. And so I was like, wait, what? And don't you know you are black? And she told me, and this will always stick with me for my entire life. All black men that I know or have run into has always either had tons of kids, or been in jail, uneducated, or just
uneducated though?
In words. And so, it offended me so much to where I had nothing to say. I was just, wow. Okay, all right, right on, baby girl. And so years later, growing up, becoming an adult, and I stop sometimes and just look at life, look at the world. And I notice a lot of our best beautiful black women are African.
Can I specify real quick? All of that, and when we say the best of the best, we mean all of our intelligent, beautiful, black, Nubian, herbal essences, queens.
We're talking about educated, driving nice cars, taking care of your own, smelling good, just smelling good is a big part. Not bad and body.
Looking like 100 likes.
Like 100 likes, okay? Not wearing that nappy Brazilian, okay? Wearing your own hair, looking just lovely, just like damn. You made me say damn under my breath. So those type of beautiful natural women usually end up with white men, and that kind of bothers me in a way, because why do our best, end up with our Caucasian counterparts? And I just feel as though. But a lot of black women will say, I do have this conversation with a lot of black women. They will say to me, because a lot of, African American men are uneducated or, are N-words or, are into other things other than being productive. And, and when I hear that from, a woman of my culture, it offends me because it's like, you're looking right into my eyes. You know, I've never been to jail. I'm very educated. I've been in college. I have a great job. I have great careers. You know, hey, I'm working on a career right now. You know, I'm a great father. You know, I have my home. You know, I never, ever, you know, needed anything or begged, or I have always stand on my own too, as a man, as a father, as a son. And to look me in my eyes to say that this type of man, this unicorn type of African-American man that you want is not in this world or in these neighborhoods. When it's like, I surround myself with these guys. You know, Spit, you know, my great friends, Richard Sheldon. Like, I can go down lines of so many educated black men, entrepreneurs, just, you know, geniuses that, to my opinion, like, you know, I don't have a problem telling, you know, these men that I do business with or that I just hang around with that you guys are, you know, just a genius and just a living genius to me, just from what you do, your everyday demeanor, and just hearing how they talk or how they, you know, hold themselves as men. And, you know, to me, you know, for black women, or not a lot, or just a little small portion, will kind of overlook, you know, these great black men that are in this society. Just because, you know, I guess a white guy knows how to treat a woman, but I'll tell you guys a secret. A white man is still a man. If he's white, black, or Asian, he will go about it different ways to attain the pussy. Okay? So, Wizzo, a black man might say, you know what? Yeah, it might take you out. I don't condone to take you out on two or three dates and demanding pussy. I don't condone that. That's horrible. But was a white man might go about it, you know, he won't ask, he will take you out, do what he need to do, you know, and you just throw it at him. Because, you know.
Because he's white, so he's supposed to be much better than all the black men that you did.
Exactly. So, that I have a beef with that. That bothers me, and it goes back to, you know, just me and Spit earlier, just being out on South Street, seeing a beautiful woman, and he said the greatest, that comment that I could only thought of, but he just blurted it out. It was a beautiful, you know, I guess she was about brown skin, nice natural hair, curvy body, just lovely. And he said, she won't talk to us. We're not light enough. If you had witnessed Spit, he might be the lightest black man I know. And if you won't talk to him, then what the fuck? So, that there, it, I don't know, it bothers me. It troubles me sometimes because it's like, I feel like there are a lot of great black women and a lot of great black men that deserve to be together to make power couples. And I'm not saying this because, oh, you know, I want all the black women in the world or the great ones in the world. I'm not Ash Ketchum. I don't want to catch them all. You know, I have my one that's great for me. You know,
shout out to the 80s babies that know what Pokemon is.
I'm a powerful black man to be able to create a powerful family with powerful black women. That's all I want. I just want powerful families, our people to strive. And I'm tired, you know, men like myself, Spit, you know, you all my good friends, you know, ended up with the twerkers and the strippers and the, you know, the tarnished baby mom.
There's one right there. It's like,
just end up with everything else but the best of our best. And that's all I want. I just want our people to have the best, be the best, do the best. And the only way we can do that, if we love one another. I'm not saying I don't condone interracial dating, you know. And also just going for black men that into just white women. Just going for both sides. I just don't want women to be like, oh, what about the men that like the fat, all fat white women? Shame on them too.
Shame on them.
Yo, you need the lawyer woman, man. What you want, fat ass white girl? We got this courageous fucking black woman over here looking all lovely and shit. It's like black magic. Trust the shot. Shame on you, motherfucker. Okay. motherfucker. White woman. Yeah, these motherfucker Obama looking babies. So I condone black unity. That's what I feel. Hey, you know, so happens to fall in love with a white guy, white woman. More power to you. That's great. True love is great. But just don't go for a man or a woman because of their race.
Yeah.
Go for a man or a woman because how they make you feel, or what they can do with you. Not do for you financially, but do for you emotionally. And, you know, don't count out, you know, all black men. Like, there's some great black men in here. Like, look at Obama. Obama's president. You don't know. Spit could be president tomorrow. He's a part of that other tribe.
The other tribe.
Well, no, how do you feel about this thing? Yeah, that's insane to follow up.
Yeah, like, how do I follow that up? Like, well, I, poof, man. I don't necessarily believe that you have to always be with your particular race, but I just find it really odd that people choose race as an excuse not to be with their race. Mm-hmm. If that makes any sense. Like, not saying that black people should all be black people and white people should all be white people, because black women love Kevin. He's white. He's the whitest guy I know.
But have you ever went to the beach with him?
Yo, they're on a roll today. I can't.
He's not coming back after that comment.
Exactly. It's all Malcolm X all the time. But when you say that, oh, I can't date black men because black men, blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't think that that's fair, honestly, because I'm not like most black men, because that's just like saying, when I used to run into an issue, because I don't date women my age because I don't have time to raise anybody else's kids. So, I used to always run into this issue where they used to say, oh, like, we can't date because you too young. And then once they get to know me, they're just like, oh, okay, you're, like, older than me. Like, you're an old man. Like, so it's different. Like, so that type of, like, discrimination is, like, the same thing to me. It's like, okay, so you can't date me because I'm black. You can't date me because I'm young. Like, do I have any traits that you might be interested in? Like, anything at all? Of course, not that I care now, because I'm past it. But at that certain point, it just felt like I couldn't win. It's like, okay, so all the women that I think that I might have a good chance in having something solid with are either too busy, they've been in too many bad relationships with black men, and then they hate us all, or they've been in too many relationships with white men, and they feel like, oh, this is somewhat better and different, and now I'm not even going to talk to black people anymore. It's like, listen, if you choose white men as your preference, that's fine, but that doesn't mean that you can't talk to black people anymore. Like, period. We still exist. I'm pretty sure if you got a family member who is of African descent, that's all I'm saying. It's not so hard. It's not hard to do. Sometimes you gotta know when to hold them. You gotta know when to fold them. Okay, sometimes you don't need to fold them necessarily so quickly, because we all don't fold the same. Oh. I don't know if that was probably a bad metaphor, but you know what I mean. You know where I was going with it.
I don't want people out here to think we all like.
Because some bunnies hop and some tortoises and hares.
we don't interracial dating. You know, like, we do.
Yeah, hey, I can love interracial dating. Please. You know, all the black women, we want all the black women to date Kevin, as many black women as possible to date Kevin.
We want someone to
date somebody. Anybody. Okay.
But no, we just don't like it when you choose a race or choose a lover for their skin complexion. Okay,
that's ridiculous. Right? And that's ridiculous.
Lights only talk to light skin guys or dark skin guys. Come on, man.
Yeah, that's like,
talk to someone. Shit. Like, they're the same person. At the end of the day, I'm gonna let you women know. At the end of the day, us, man, we just trying to fuck you, okay? We will sit here and take you out to dinner. We will sit here and take, maybe watch a horrible Tyler Perry movie. Maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe, okay? We will take your asses to. There's some men that will take women to Europe just to fuck them, okay? At the end of the day, it is honestly about sex. Unless you're ugly and this is your first girlfriend, you're fat and she's hotter than you, then it's about love with that person. Even if Kevin was here, he had vouched for me because he's, you know, our in-house white guy. It's about sex.
While Podcast Wednesdays as a whole does back all of Blair's statements, I, as an individual, do not echo that sentiment. It's not all about sex, even though it's kind of all about sex, but it's not all about sex, okay? Sometimes you,
it's about love.
It's about
a chair.
But the family.
It's about you, girl. Oh shit, you know what, guys? You can't be beefing.
Yeah, you can't be beefing singing. This one for the beef.
Bobby Brown singing and beefing.
Yeah, always end up back in 70s porn music for some reason, y'all. I think.
Okay, you know what?
I should have been watching VHS tapes. I should have just waited until DVD came out when I was an adult.
On that note, we be back. I'm off the focus. I love you, black woman.
Rock.
Seems like since we got a black president, black people stop questioning the government. And that ain't no diss to Barack either. So motherfucker, you can miss me with that other shit. I'm good for life, I don't really need another hit. You wanna bury me, you better get the shovel. And you better make it deep enough where no one will recover me. I'm Bobby fucking Ray, I'm a modern day anomaly. Last year I did a show on a continent, in a country with a struggling economy. Who the hell you think paid for it all? It sure ain't rocket science and it sure ain't trigonometry. Drug money, drug money, drug money. Blood money, blood money, blood money. For God's sakes, it's all C&I on the back of the dollar. We can't even trust money. You need to understand who you're dealing with. These are like modern day villains. These are the type of people that'll kill a whole village, build a fucking building, and say it's just business. Who you think gave you religion? Land of the free. Who you think built it? And don't ever let them tell you nothing different, cause we know who did it. If I ever come, I'm missing. I'm missing, I'm missing, I'm missing. 10 strands of my DNA is missing. Cuban links on my neck as they glisten. Up, motherfucker, pay attention. It's a new world order that we live in. Lies on the lips of every politician. Man, at night I pray to God for forgiveness. I just wonder if the big homie still listening. Still listening. I wonder if the big homie still listening. Still listening. I wonder if the big homie still listening. I don't need a hook, but for hook's sake, if I had a hook, I'd make the hook say, be a good slave, be a good slave.
Be a good slave, be a good slave.
Everybody in my hood brave. Everybody in my hood slang. Every street got a freak, and they give her all the wood that she could take. I'm fresher than a FEMA coffee, you get it? I'm fresher than a FEMA coffee. I'm willing to die for mine, but you the type of nigga you call the police department. If you can look in someone's eyes and be yourself and speak the thoughts that's on your mind, you ain't got no reason to live. You on the sideline, you just a motherfucking slave that got your mind tied up. And it's missing, it's missing, it's missing. 10 strands of my DNA is missing. I'm so high, I can't even feel feelings. Listen up, motherfucker, pay attention. It's a new world order that we live in. Lies on the lips of every politician. Man, at night I pray to God for forgiveness. I just wonder if the big homie's still listening. Still listening. I wonder if the big homie's still listening. Still listening. I wonder if the big homie's still listening. I know why you appear to be quite severe. The unopened mind will consider me weird. That's just how the matrix has been engineered. Y'all lend me your ear, lend me your ear. Not to strike fear, more like Paul Revere. Not talking down on nobody at all. I just got some shit that I think you should hear. Look, I ain't acting acting like I got all these facts and shit. But if you calling me a lie, look up in the sky, look up in the sky, you can see it happening. I'm not an activist, just a young black nigga with a half a sense. Cause it's ancient knowledge that they hiding from us, and I think it's time that we take it back again. Because it's missing, it's missing, it's missing. 10 strands of my DNA is missing. Cuban links on my neck as they glisten. Listen up, motherfucker, pay attention. This a new world order that we live in. You think it's over, but it's only the beginning. Lies on the lips of every politician. Last night I prayed to God for forgiveness. I know they listening, I know they listening. I know they got my phone tapped and they listening. Louis V's on my bag and the feds wanna know what's in the suitcase, Pulp Fiction. Am I the realest? Am I the realest? Cause I don't only talk about it and I live it. But they don't want anyone to find out the truth. And if I'm right, I'ma wind up.
Get it right, Terrio. Oh! Oh, kill him! Oh, kill him! Oh!
You ready? I don't think they is. Nowadays everybody want talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move their lips. I speak crack for my niggas that be moving bricks with an exclusive bitch. Sipping on Amaretto when she loose and shit. Niggas sleeping on me, then I Freddy Krueger shit. With a few Philly niggas that be shooting shit. I'm like Dre, wish I had my niggas Snoop for this. Oh, I grew up a screw up, but OZ a crack, then I blew up. They knew us before all this rap. I maneuver with shooters. You fuck around with me, get smoked like a hookah. My Ruger go booyah. I do it for the streets. You do it for the nigga with the backpack. I do it for the niggas on the corner. Try and make a meal ticket with a crack pack. Hold up, wait a minute, let me backtrack. Hope gave you 24, let you have that. Now you claiming you the king of New York. What the fuck wrong with you, nigga? Snap back. 100 shots, aiming straight at your snap cap. Everybody want the crowd, so I snatch that. Heard your gun go do 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 do. When my gun go back, 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 back. What the fuck I got? Whisper to niggas to earn my respect just to get to these niggas. Go either take over a jigger on niggas or really go Tupac and Biggie on niggas. What the fuck wrong with them? Like really, I'm sick of you niggas. You been in the game like a year, some training. You feeling yourself, so I'm killing these niggas like.
Hold up, wait.
Let the beat come back and the streets come back. Niggas on the west try, make the east come back. Make me go to Nebby Bay, make the beat come back like.
Hold up, wait.
And the nigga fuck around, get the Rico at. Juju and one, where my free throw at? And my little nigga Bobby can't eat no flag like. Ooh, kill him, ooh, kill him, ooh, kill him, ooh, kill him. They know me Millie, I barely went go, but me Millie look like he's so 2 million. All the new money I'm getting, my nigga, I swear I don't know what to do with it. Yeah, it's me Millie, I'm bombing them rappers, I really don't give a fuck who with him. Been with a nigga like me one time, like me one time. And y'all forgot about me, acting like I don't really want mine. What the fuck wrong with him? Know how we feeling? Let me get back to it. Terrio like, ooh, kill him, ooh, kill him.
Nigga, please, but you ain't got no whips like these, my nigga. Please, but sorry, we weren't really playing that just now. I hope. I'm like, I might put that song on the episode. Why not?
We weren't just playing that song.
Nigga, please, bro.
We were. We're both Flux and Donald Glover.
So we back to being mad again.
Yeah.
Oh.
About you, Parker.
On the note that Africa is a country, there are a lot of educated rappers that pretend like they're not. They pretend like they are dumb niggas because apparently that's what's popular in today's culture, is being a dumb nigga. So, with that said, I really feel like that's my beef today. I have a beef with people that are intelligent but pretend not to be to appease unintelligent people. Like, I really feel like you shouldn't dumb yourself down because everybody else is dumb. Like, I really don't feel like it's your responsibility to, you know, be an idiot. Like, I think that you should be able to be yourself, be intelligent, use your intelligence, show your intelligence. Now, I'll give you a few examples. Like, Waka Flocka. Waka Flocka was the valedictorian of his high school class. Did anybody know that? The valedictorian of his high school graduating class.
What?
And he went to college and actually finished and graduated. Not like Lil Wayne. He actually finished and graduated. Gucci Mane has a college degree also. Had a 4.0. Now, it probably was a community college, but I mean, who cares? The community colleges are awesome. We're in Detroit and Abbott.
Detroit and Abbott in the morning.
There is also Ludacris. He went to college before he worked on the radio and became a DJ. I mean, he's not really a coon, but OJ the Juice Man, I think he was dropped on his head as a kid, so he has an excuse to rap like that. I think they might have been like throwing him up in the air. You know how like they throw kids in the air and like he's the one that they miss. Like, oh shit, we really dropped him, yo. That's not good. So then you have people like somebody else that has a college degree. 2 Chainz. 2 Chainz has a college degree. Had excellent grades and everything. Like I don't understand, and this is my point. I don't understand why people feel like they have to dumb themselves down. Okay. No, I take that back. I understand why. I overstand why people feel like they have to dumb themselves down to appeal to the masses. But you know what would happen if you stop dumbing yourself down? People would stop expecting that shit. The only reason they expect it is because you keep doing it. If you would stop doing it, then people would stop expecting it. Like, that's just the long and short of it. If tomorrow on the radio they stop playing all this ignorant, niggardry rap and these coon tunes, then people would stop expecting it. Nobody would turn on the radio expecting to turn up. If that's your personal preference, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with turning up. Turn up at your own leisure. That's perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But if that's all that you want to do all the time, and that's all that you're going to play on the radio, like, that's just like ridiculous. I feel like, and there's a machine. If you want to be a successful rapper, then you have to follow the machine. Like, of course, they're telling you, you know, what you should do and what not to do, et cetera, blah, blah, blah. But at the same time, like, come on, as Rob Corddry would say. Like seriously, there has to be it's got to be some other way. Like, it has to be. It's too many educated. You got a Lupe Fiasco, who's the complete opposite of an educated rapper. He is hood as hood can be. But
I was walking down the street and this motherfucker was skateboarding down the street the opposite direction. I would turn the corner because he just might not shoot me, just beat me the fuck up. Okay? And I feel as though I know I'm bigger than Lupe Fiasco, might be taller than him as well, but somehow he like clipped me with his skateboard. So I'm not fucking with him, okay? He's fucking with Donald Glover right now. Total opposite person that I would laugh at if he tries to threaten me.
Crazy.
But we digress.
It's really crazy. It's just like, it's back to that phrase again. If you do what you always done, then you're gonna get what you always got. The music industry has changed forever. There's no more $1 million videos by Hype Williams. Where is Hype Williams, by the way? Like, there's no more. There's no more Scott Storch. Scott Storch was the last person to rape the music industry. Like, he was the last person to get $1 million for a beat. Nobody else gets $1 million for beats anymore, unless you on like Magna Carta. Like, that's the only way that you get $1 million for a beat, if you're getting it from Samsung. So unless you got a Mountain Dew deal or you sponsored by Cerebellum. Then there's no way possible that that's the path that you want to take. So by knowing that, I think you need to show a little bit more of your intelligence. There is a mass consciousness shift going on. Not to get too deep, but there is a mass consciousness shift going on right now. And if you don't tailor your content to what people are actually looking for, then you're going to be left behind. And you're not going to be able to be like Jay-Z and switch it up every 6 months and be like the younger generation. Once you're out, you're going to be out, because you will have sold every drug and trapped yourself to death. Like, you will be trapped, literally. And you'll be all trapped out. No. Like, if music consciousness shifts back to like the self-destruction era, there's not going to be room for any young. Well, okay, the only person that might survive is Young Jeezy, and that's because he made it a recession during a recession, which was genius, because he didn't say anything about the recession at all. He may seem like he was going to, but he barely talked about the recession on that album. All he talked about is drugs. Again, kudos to you, Young Jeezy. And Young Jeezy also went to college, even though he claimed to have been in BMF during while he was in college. But he also went to college.
That's
by the way.
Debatable.
Yeah.
I need to see, you know, some tax write-offs, some fingerprints or something. How about you think of this? When did rap turn to more commercial? Because if you look at the origin of rap, even the most almost commercial Run DMC was still.
I was about to say LL Cool J Radio.
It was still rap. They still had lyrics.
Man.
I know when it turned commercial. MC Hammer can't touch this. When the motherfucker had 200 background dancers. Fireworks coming out from over here. A lion jumping through a flaming hoop. Okay, mimes doing backflips.
I was like, yo, did a firecracker just shoot out of his hand?
Exactly. dancing in the middle on the cross. That's when rap turned for the worse.
Wait, was Vanilla Ice after that or before that?
I feel like they were around the same
time. When did Ninja Rap come out? Because that's when I feel like rap went commercial. Go Ninja, go Ninja, go. Go Ninja, go Ninja.
You might as well just put the N-word in there. Oh, God. That's when rap birthed this turned up rap style.
Yes, because MC Hammer, because MC Hammer by all definitions was turned up.
This motherfucker was rapping in Speedos and a skull. How confused were you?
Too legit. I'm too legit to quit. Yo,
shit was real back then.
He was from Oakland.
$1 million shows, okay? Like, they said he used to spend, almost $1 million on a show budget. Just because it was that extravagant.
This nigga was from Oakland.
I couldn't even watch an MC Hammer show. I probably had a seizure.
I was about to say, it'd be like watching a Daft Punk music video. Is that a deer bro? They got deer bruises.
Oh, man. So then it turned from that. How did it get? Oh, I know how it got worse. Then it turned to the Puffy era. Shiny suits and flowing in the wind tunnel.
Had on a fitted MC Hammer suit. He had some fitted MC Hammer pants.
Walked away from a blowing up Bentley in the middle of a fucking desert. How the fuck are you planning to get home?
And walking away in slow motion from a Bentley that exploded in the middle of the desert.
Oh, man. Yeah. It slowly got there. And then we got to the thousands and you had
We gotta go back before Nelly Country Grammar. When, R. Kelly started enlisting Ryan Isley to, whoop his ass in music videos. It got a little bit more commercial at that point because, once again, it was another person left in the desert to die.
Down low. That's when I knew I give up. Fuck it. Fuck music.
Hold on. A quick question for you, R. Kelly. When they left you in the desert, how the fuck did you get back?
Where did the ambulance know where to pick him up?
How did you call the ambulance?
Cell phones wasn't even popular like that back then.
And cell phones were huge back then. Cell phones were flips with 8-inch batteries on the back.
How the fuck did you get out the desert?
Along
with Diddy getting out of the desert with Mace?
Is there something I don't know about in that desert? Do y'all got some type of technology?
Was it the same desert you guys went to? At least in Kanye West, you can't tell me nothing. He drove off in a fucking Lamborghini.
He drove off in a Lamborghini, even though you probably couldn't drive a Lamborghini in the desert. But
exactly, but whatever.
I digress.
When did rap turn into entertainment? It's just entertainment.
It's only entertainment.
It's not even music anymore. We still have some good music out there.
It's all right.
Yeah, it's all right. It's not the greatest. It's not, but hey, not everybody can walk away from exploding Bentleys or balling ass videos on a fucking yacht.
Exactly.
Talking about pimping. When you married. I feel like you've been married for like 20 years.
You've been married forever.
Hold on, big pimpin'. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know that video cost over $1 million?
Yes, I know. Hey. Like, they had a parade. They had all types of... It was so much stuff going on in that video. Like, it was ridiculous. Just like, seriously? Seriously? Seriously?
And
seriously.
Another video you can have a seizure. Like, is that ass cheeks? Dame Dashpool and what? Armadale?
Poor Armadale?
That's going to leave it an infection.
We want to hear y'all comments too. What do y'all think about when music went commercial? When hip hop went commercial, so to speak, and when it turned from hip hop into just rap? Because hip hop is very, like, it's really hard to find hip hop these days. It's easy to find rap, but hip hop is not as easily found. So we want your opinion too. Where do you find rap? How do you how do you find rap? I guess you could say. And let us know. Talk to us.
I go underground. Well, underground. Even somewhere underground. I don't know. It get iffy sometimes.
I mean, as the guy said, there is no more underground. Koch is the underground now. There's no more underground, nigga. You know why bitches don't want to talk to you? But you don't have no money, nigga. You gotta get money. It's get money or die, nigga. Yeah, y'all know what we talking about, but you're gonna hear it in a second because we're gonna play that.
We're gonna play this shit
with 2 weeks. It's get money or die, nigga. You know why I don't wanna fuck with you? But you don't have no money. You think niggas on the corner wanna be selling crack, nigga? You think niggas wanna stash cracks in their ass, nigga? You think niggas wanna be bagging up, nigga? You know how boring bagging up is? It's boring, my nigga. Yo, that was the greatest interlude ever, yo.
It was.
And bagging boring. Up is boring, my nigga.
New Jackson, they made it look quite
shit. It made it shit look like it was fun.
Oh,
no, Pookie made it look fun because he was high as shit.
Oh, God. So, I hope you guys enjoyed our beef episode. You know, definitely hit us up.
Shout out to Chris Rock.
You know, definitely check out PodcastWednesdays.com. Podcast Wins. So you should know how to spell podcast by now.
You should know how to spell Wins.
Is quite easy. We have some white people trying to get in and trying to kill us now.
Yeah.
So if you don't hear from us, call Kevin. He's our white ambassador for white people. He gets us out of tickets. So just in case you guys didn't know that. So yeah. Well, that note. Continue giving us money to bring Kevin back, because if not, it's going to be
here. It's just going to be us.
It's going to be us talking about
it's
going to
be just, it's going to be the Angry Black Show.
Angry Black Show every fucking Wednesday. Okay. Yeah, what she said. No, somebody's like outside.
Somebody's screaming. Really yelling. Like,
I don't know if they're screaming, but I'm not going
to. And we encourage yelling.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
But thank you guys for listening as always. Check us out on Facebook, Podcast Wednesdays, Instagram,
and Podcast Wins.
Podcast Wins, Twitter,
Podcast Wins.
Podcast Wins.
Gmail. And check out our YouTube page too.
YouTube, yes.
Podcast Wednesdays at Gmail, but you go on youtube.com/podcastwednesdays.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's going down.
This is about to get real.
We should go record this, but we make it a point to not be in other people's business.
But yes, definitely check us out. And hey, leave a comment. We definitely get back to you guys. Always hit us up on.
Yeah, we love the comments.
We'll get back to you if it's mean, mad, happy, whatever. Even if it's foreign, we will translate that. Yeah, we're that good. But, when I know, enjoy your
Blair
Wednesday.
Blair is that good. Speak for yourself.
Enjoy your Wednesday week, weekend, and, you know, stay you. Peace.
Peace.
All right. penny for a beggar, beg to differ. It's just my lonely thoughts that sometimes get off with some liquor. So I don't drink so much no more, at war with my own picture. What you thought it was, cause I ain't perfect as the dub in scriptures. Tight as two sisters, but my favorite color black. They say the color purple, royal soil on my back. From the war that I've been fighting just to make it off the map. I was waiting for the sun to set, they intrigue with my black. I guess the pictures like my soul, one out just like my foes. I took the blueprint yesterday, the key to all my goals. Going over songs we like and songs we don't. Don't wanna fall short as the gnomes, and I have yet to visit Rome. 24 inches, how we used to dream of chrome. Last year my sister moved from New Orleans and she ain't need no loans. We light up like the scones when talking money trees. How you don't eat pork but smoke holy on tobacco weed. I never breathe another breed, you fight Felicia Heat. Right. Check the rhyme, it's just my time to kill it like the Persian spring. Right. Yeah, deep as the valleys in the Philippines, right, and up in Cali. They say this tape is like an album, through right, and in the galley. See y'all for free, Magna Carta, I've been a part of. My independent ass motherfuckers, they couldn't water. Down, look around and take over, then took over. See, we been doing shit that these average rappers can't shoulder. So what's next? I suspect your death. Welcome to the game where we train and never follow refs. Lot of great players, but we better as a team. You learn it watching Miami and the Spurs just this spring. Scary as the ring and the well on the scale. I wear like Bronson or Adele. I'm shell as full jacket Mattel. Madame, I replicated the summer of Sam Dam. Kill at Randam, I'm like Van Dam, stuck in a dam. Damn, who is this killer with agility? Low bend like that around Anguilla. Got the skill of Thriller, came from underground to get a Miller too. Every day I wrote it, seemed to want to rain a few. I guess I rain for you, Philly to NY. Just to wet you up, I'm tear ducts to a dry eye. My, what he told me, reciting Obi Kenobi. You be the death of me solely, I told him surely. I agree on my lead, cross him like Doji. Sting like Wasser, serve him losses, they lowly. Call me Young Achilles, cause I snap on these like Kobe now. Back to talking about my day, it went smoothly. I woke up hella early last night, watched a movie, and compared it to my life like 2D boobies. To come up like the sun up when your sun up mornings crying for juicies. Adolescents never stress them, develop, I bless them. Denying thanks for the blessing, one of the best in the game. I still remain outside, still writing in the rain. I rain.
Why don't you come home that night no more? No more. And why can't you see past the pain no more?
Yeah, I see the gun, but it's a pellet. Yeah, the ball is in your court, but it's a pellet. They saying acid was an album, retell it. I said I got way too much soul for me to sell it. That's why Godfather tied the cape on my shoulders to save him from false prophets and wolves in cheap clothing. I'm a little too hard to be slept on. I'm a little too sharp to be stepped on. A little too parked for the septon. I'm so pretty I make mirrors blush. I spit the shit in the party to make your ear adjust. I'm a paraplegic parrot with a pair of crutches in a no-fly zone on the phone talking about how Bush trying to disparage us. It's a metaphor if I expound. There's a better score in the next round. Me and raps go together like donuts and fresh ground. Coffee, I'm awfully softly spoken. In autumn, fall leaf clothing. My posters on drywall, my banners are star spangled. My demons get charred mangled. Chancellor the archangel, I don't pray for charred singles. I grab life by the angle like car angle and ask it if it's ticklish. Ask me if that's ridiculous. I'm a meticulous, fickle dude that just happens to spit a little bit. And you can tell I've wrapped this off my phone cause you can hear that ringtone in the background, but I'm in the zone.
I can't call this rapping, more like relapsing. Don't feel like talking if you metaphorically speaking. My nigga told me all those similes that don't be reaching and those beats you rather sequence all evening when you should be preaching, teaching kids something. Maybe the ones and twos are how you flew the coop during duck season. We out here dying like everyone said, motherfuck breathing. The hood ain't nowhere for angels, so motherfuck grieving. Who can we trust either? Well, I can't trust neither. Friend or foe, cause it sure is the rising sun. They'll cut you like ninja swallows. Beware of the drunken masters that tattle by business walls. To the very villains that you home your skills of killing foe. While the geishas that you favor pretend like they love your kind. Rather a piece of your kingdom than a piece of your mind. In a world of sightseers, love is blind. These lonely thoughts pass the time on my way to Zion. Crystal.
All right. All right. All right. All right. All right.
boys here looking ready to fall. Hand in his pocket up against the wall. Oh, oh. I'm like a fat kid in a candy store. I'm undercover just looking to score. Oh, oh. I've never really believed in fairy tales. And happy ever after never treats me well. Hell enough to meet you, don't fall in love. Fall in love, fall in love. I'll probably dip out when I've had enough. Had enough, had enough. Like, whoa, oh, shouldn't take it too high. Like, whoa, oh, when I break your heart. Like, whoa, oh, oh. Just because we know it's gonna end doesn't mean we shouldn't start. And I gave you the green. Lights started flashing like a movie scene. Oh, oh. The skyrocket's going up, have to come down. I almost feel bad when you crash to the ground. Oh, fall in love, fall in love. I'll probably be about when I've had enough.